Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of emitting semen needlessly. This is Simon Kuf Nun Aleph 151 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur starts off with the observation, the halacha, that Asur Loitzi Zera Davatola, it is forbidden for a man to emit semen unnecessarily. V'avonzeh chamur mikol averas shebatora, and this is a very serious sin, more than others. We're going to look at the three concepts today, and that is severity, precautions, and repentance. So number one is, why is this considered such a grave sin? So the one reason is because it is like killing the potential in that seed. So if semen is spilled outside the context of a married relationship with a woman, that is considered killing the potential in that seed. And this applies specifically as well to men who masturbate. And what is an example in Tanakh which illustrates the severity of the sin? So if we look in the Torah in Sefer Bereishis, Er ve'Onan, where the first two sons of Yehuda were killed because of this, the Torah says explicitly, and that's because even when they were with their wife, they did not bring the seed out inside her, that it was outside of her. They didn't want it to become pregnant, and they were both killed. They both died early. What punishments are the result from the sin? So, if no tshuva is done, this is Rachmona Litzlan, God forbid, loss of children, and poverty. These are terrifying things, and this is a grave sin. So let's take a look at some precautions. So in halacha, there are a number of precautions that a person should take to avoid this. So number one is one to intentionally allow themselves to bring themselves to a state of erection or entertain lewd thoughts. The halacha is one is not allowed to cause an erection or entertain thoughts about women or lewd issues that bring them to an erection. What should one do if a person experiences lewd thoughts spontaneously? So the most important thing is to divert their mind to Torah or something which should distract them from that as well. What are positions that one is to sleep in to help prevent this? So one is not supposed to sleep lying on their back or lying on their stomach. One tries to train oneself to sleep on one side. What other precautions should be taken? So two single men should not be sleeping in the same bed. One should not watch animals which are mating. And nor should one ride on a horse. A man should not ride on a horse without a saddle. May a man hold his organ during urination? So this is not allowed, even to facilitate urination. If a man is married and the wife is in town and it's a permissible time of the month, it is allowed. However, Midas Chassidus piety would say that one should generally speaking not hold one's organ, one's sexual organ, because this does lead to kishrut, to erection, and unfortunately, people are susceptible, very easily susceptible to this sin. What dietary habits increase the risk of committing the sin? So the Kitzur says that having at supper time fatty meats, milk products, cheese, egg, garlic, or heated beverages are a concern before going to bed. What practices help guard against the sin? So the Kitzur points out that this is more on the spiritual level, is a person should avoid obscene language, lashon hara, lies, mockery. It's also guarding one's ears from inappropriate talk. These are the kind of conversations which sometimes go on. A person should be careful to fulfill their vows, avoid excessive worry, avoid lewd thoughts. And another thing to be said to is that a person should say the first four pirakim of Tehillim before going to sleep. You'll notice that in many Shema Kriya Shema Lemitas, those are there, and that's the reason they are there. In the Machzor and Yom Kippur, they're all there at going to sleep at night, and the reason is because of exactly this. And similarly, one should not sleep in a room alone. One should not leave oneself up to one's own time, because one can make mistakes in such a situation. I would add something that the Kitzur did not add then, and that is filters. It is absolutely unthinkable how it could be that people today have devices without filters, whether it's their home device or their phone device, and they think that everything's going to be all right, and then they just go down a rabbit warren, and there's so much lewdness. This lewdness and sensationalism is what sells. There are people who have multi-billion dollar industries just trying to get people to look at inappropriate things because it sells, the clickbait sells. And so for us to survive in such an age, forget anything else, is just even this particular angle is for Sheikh Zera Levatala is very, very significant. Finally, it's important to notice is there he does add a section at the end here called repentance. What should one do if one wakes up after a seminal emission? So a person wakes up in the morning, so one should do Netilas Adayim and say a special prayer with a broken heart, acknowledging the sin and asking for mercy in the future. What is that prayer? So it reads as follows: Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Asisi Zois Shelo B'Chavana. I didn't do this on purpose. Rakbi, we talk about when a person wakes up after a wet dream. We're not talking about actually the case where a person does this knowingly. But what led me to this, you acknowledging this prayer, is bad thoughts and lewd dreams. Please may it be your will in front of you. Hashem, the God of my fathers and my God. Please eradicate, remove this sin in front of you, and save me mehirurim ra'im v'keyot zebohem lo'olam vo'ed, and help me save me from lewd thoughts, bad thoughts, in the forever. Amen. Ken yiratzad. Where are the remedies for this sin recorded? So the Kisser quotes a book called the Yisod Yosef, which is compiled from certain holy books, and he makes a number of suggestions as to what to do. What are some of those corrective practices that are suggested? He suggests be trying to become a tzaddik, especially for a poor family, because spiritually, obviously, this is not something which everybody has the opportunity of doing. He says give charity generously, observe Shabbos with special delight and extra candles, love and honor Torah scholars, pray with passion and tears for forgiveness, be humble and forgive insults when people insult one, this which is completely countercultural in the Western society, perform mitzvahs with enthusiasm that bring a person to the heat of the moment of excitement for doing a mitzvah, and writes pivoting that using it for a negative way, educate children in Torah and Yiras Shemayim, bring up an orphan in one's own home as one's own child, support brides from getting married, get an aliyah to the Torah if it's possible in the month, and read alongside silently alongside, and be the first 10 in the minyan in the morning, say tikkun chatzos, preferably at midnight, if not later on in the night, and love and pursue peace. These are all tikkunim for the sin of shechvas zera levatala, bringing out seminal emissions unnecessarily outside the context of marital intimacy, which is allowed. This is something which, again, one doesn't see when one is reading Orach Chaim, the regular parts, the first part of Shulchan Aruch. This is to be found later on, which is why it's so beautiful. We have the opportunity of learning this topic, this very important topic, through the Ketzel Shulchan Aruch. Have a wonderful and meaningful